Wednesday, May 25th. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, the Evangelical Lutheran Church released a statement last week stating opposition to the Supreme Court's leaked draft opinion that might overturn Roe v. Wade. Bishop Elizabeth Eaton, the head of the Evangelical Lutheran Church, cited the church's 1991 social teachings document as the basis for the church's support of abortion access. In the social statement, this church holds both women and developing life in the womb as neighbors. The church declares that any person who has become unexpectedly pregnant has moral agency to discern what to do, and this decision-making usually happens in a community. Not only the person who is pregnant, but with God, family, partners, friends, doctors, and pastors. The church teaches that abortion must be regulated, but not outlawed, according to the 1991 document. The Evangelical Lutheran Church acknowledges a fetus as a human life and, quote, a neighbor of the woman and the community.
What we have is a culture of insanity, which leads to absurdity, in order to promote lethality, rooted in sexual immorality, all undergirded by financial profitability with various industries. Now, if any individual in any group ought to be free from the pressure of power, money, and influence in order to stand for truth, it certainly should be a church. Now, let's go back. The Evangelical Lutheran Church was a church that came into existence in the 20th century in order to stand firm on biblical truths that were being abandoned by other Lutheran denominations. And thus, churches from those denominations that wanted to embrace historic biblical evangelical Christianity came together. It was within just a few years, literally, that they then came out with this statement that says abortion should not be denied. Now, they were not saying you can't deny abortion as a medical procedure in order to save the life of a woman, and that's another discussion, which I won't enter into. They were saying a woman's choice to abort if she is pregnant with an unwanted child. Please remember what I also keep repeating is that the whole abortion industry has been established with profitability based upon children that have been conceived who are either unwanted, inconvenient, or imperfect. And here is a church that claims to believe in the sanctity of life that actually stands to promote and to affirm elective abortion. And you sit and listen to the insanity and absurdity of the defense of this church's opposition to the anticipated Supreme Court ruling that is going to declare there is no right to abortion and therefore will overturn the two decisions that whereby abortion has been propagated and celebrated in our society and perpetuated, and that is Roe v. Wade and Casey versus Planned Parenthood. And now they've come out in opposition to the sanity and the integrity of this anticipated ruling. And why do they say? Well, because our church has a position that affirms abortion. And while we believe it should be regulated, we don't believe it should be outlawed. Well, why would you not when someone's life is at stake? Nowhere have we passed a law that says manslaughter is okay, homicide is okay. But now we have passed a law with unbelievably absurd and insane argumentation that in the name of autonomy, it's okay to kill your child. Let me repeat the discussion that I have had. Is it okay if the child is unwanted at 1 year old to take their life and to put them to death because they've determined that the child is imperfect or that the child has become inconvenient? Hopefully, we would still say, no, that's not right. Well, how about 10 minutes after the delivery? Would you be able to put them to death? No. Well, why is it okay if you change the location to inside the womb where the nurture to the child is not being given by hand, as it does outside the womb, but by internal organs that God has created to nurture the child. The only thing different about the child is not its legal and moral status. The only thing different is its location. And it's actually in a more defenseless location, so why would we not protect it? Well, here is a church that instead of arguing for a biblical ethic based upon the sixth commandment, you shall not murder, they are now arguing for a cultural accommodation of a nation that will embrace the destruction of a defenseless, helpless life. Its only problem is it's unwanted, or it's imperfect, or it's inconvenient. Why would a church embrace an initiative and public policy that would allow the homicide of that life, the taking of that life? Well, the only thing I can tell you is it is a church that is not evangelical, because evangelical Christianity may be named evangelical Lutheran, but it is no longer evangelical because its argumentation for its doctrine and its policy is not rooted in Scripture. It is only rooted in the cultural mores of what is being accepted around them and their desire to be accepted by the culture, and therefore its drive not to confront the culture with biblical truth when necessary, but to accommodate the culture, and then the blasphemy of using the great commandment, "You shall love the Lord with all your heart, your soul, and your mind, and your neighbors yourself," whereby they now say, well, the child in the womb is the mother's neighbor. No, the child in the womb is the mother's child. Now explain to me where in the law of God that being a neighbor is to take their life, and explain to me how that fits in the parable on what it means to be a neighbor we call the Good Samaritan. Why didn't Jesus have the Good Samaritan come by and look at the person on the side of the road and said, "Sorry, I haven't got time for you right now. Why don't I just go ahead and put you to death?" You see, the sixth commandment not only is don't murder, the sixth commandment is promote life. And that's what we're supposed to do with biblical clarity rooted in the sanctity and the ethics of God's law, with the compassion and grace of the gospel of saving grace in Jesus Christ. Now, some of you listening is going to say, "Man, I don't see how a committed Christian can reside within such a denomination." I would actually agree with you. You don't get to be a church that goes to great lengths of creating theological insanity and absurdity to accommodate the culture in the area of the genocide of the preborn. You start back when you deny the authority of the Scripture. When the Evangelical Lutheran Church decided to deny the foundational doctrine of evangelical Christianity is when the trajectory begins to the accommodation of the homicide of the preborn, and then creating a policy that you appeal to that is rooted in the blasphemous use of the second commandment in order to affirm a policy and a canard that actually takes the lives of the defenseless. Listen, if the blood of Abel at the hand of Cain cried out in judgment and God came down in judgment to address Cain, how much more is the blood of 60-plus million children from this nation crying out to a holy God, and will the Lord not come down in judgment and discipline upon such a nation that in the name of freedom establishes autonomy and rebellion against God to the cost of the lives of the most defenseless and truly helpless? And a Christian church must speak the truth in love to the culture, not accommodate the culture for the sake of its desire to be applauded by the culture.
As we close out for today, let me remind you, while there are a number of ways to stay in touch with Harry Reader and Today in Perspective, the best way is by downloading the Briarwood app. It is available through your favorite app store. Simply type in Briarwood PCA. This app gives you access to audio, video, and written resources that will challenge and encourage your walk in the Lord Jesus Christ. The app is yours, free of charge. Well, do stop by again tomorrow, Thursday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.